Good morning. Today is Thursday, July the 16th, 194th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, Eureka City School Superintendent Fred Van Fleck.
You got it. Enjoying the sunshine. Got to wake up to it this morning.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yes.
Oh, everybody did.
Yeah.
Not that big a deal, Fred.
What do you mean? In Eureka, that is a big deal. That doesn't happen that often.
I thought you were in the rural part of the city.
Well, yeah,
the really rural part of the city.
I am. I am.
Like, not in the city.
Right.
Good. Well, I just want to be sure that we bring everything
I prefer the fringe. I'm on the fringe of the city.
Yeah, okay. That's right. Can't say weeds anymore, can you? Things
go
sideways.
That might be misinterpreted.
Yeah. So you brought a buddy along today, huh?
I did.
How come?
I brought Mike Duncan with me. He is our latest board member who was just appointed on the board in March to replace a board member who resigned, and thought it'd be interesting to hear what is it like to be a board member.
Ah. You didn't push out the previous board member.
No, I did not, as a matter of fact. He did it on his own accord.
Oh, good. You ready for your quote? Napoleon Bonaparte, sometime between 1769 and 1821, said, quote, "There are two levers, for moving men, interest and fear."
Interesting.
Yeah. And fearful at the same time. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Gee, you know. Can you tell he didn't go into the English department?
Speaking of fearful.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, boy. Quick update on the Winship. We heard a story in the newscast just before we started this, Marianne. What are you hearing about the vandals out at Winship? Anything in particular, anything more than what the press release had indicated?
Not a whole lot. It's just we're happy that we caught him. And that's the interesting thing about when kids do less than intelligent things. They generally
talk
about it.
There's a word for that. You know, it's stupid.
Yeah, but you know what? My six-year-old daughter gets really angry with me if I say stupid. Stupid is a bad word, Dad.
Oh, really?
That's what she tells me.
Somehow I think these were stupid kids doing stupid things, but that's okay.
Yeah, I would tend to agree.
Particularly because Mike doesn't look anything like your daughter.
Yes.
I'm not saying stupid.
Nearsighted, perhaps. and as far as some of the updates that are going on, I know we'll get to Mike here in a sec. Some of the updates that you're taking summertime for, some of the improvements. I know we had talked in the past about some of the bond monies being put to work this summer. How is that coming along?
Projects are going very well. One of the things that I'm real excited about is the new engineering lab over at Zane, and that's progressing very well with the STEAM focus, which is the science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. And so we'll have that full-fledged lab going up for this fall. And it was interesting to Steve Wartburg, he actually came in with me one time, who is the teacher of the engineering piece over there, emailed me last night and just commented on how impressed he was and how he believes that we will have the nicest engineering lab in the North State. So,
is this a new building or is this gutting an existing?
This is actually the old wood shop that was at Zane.
I know where that was.
Yes, so that's
not that I spent any time in there. Sharp things moving quickly.
Yes.
Stay away from those types of
the
things.
The four-finger wave, uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, how many fingers do you have on your hand?
Well, five, I think.
Fingers.
Four and a thumb.
Okay. Fine.
Now, English
all right,
is out.
You got me.
So is math. You know, there's not a heck of a lot left.
Actually, I've got five thumbs.
Yeah. You know, and if you're relying on your dynamic good looks,
Perfect for radio. You and I get along well.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Rich is grabbing the clock, so I guess we should be taking a break. KINS News and Information Times, 8:19.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
KINS, News and Information Time. We know it. It's 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Fred Van Fleck and Mike Duncan. So, Mike, as a newbie, I've been on a couple of boards, and pretty much, you know, you get dropped in.
Not really. It wasn't that bad. There was the time frame and the getting up to speed was the hardest part. So I don't see there was support, but it was definitely a little scary.
You're starting to come up, what is the jargon that they're referencing?
Yeah.
What are these projects you're in the middle of? Who's that talking?
Still trying to figure out all the letter alphabet soup that goes on every, what does that mean? What do those letters mean?
Oh, good. So you don't mind stomping on tongues also and saying time out, you know, for the idiot in the crowd here, help me out.
Well, that'd be me.
Yeah, I know. It's.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Was stupid.
Yeah. See, it's pretty easy to identify those of us who fall in that category. Is education what you thought that it would be as far as being on the management team?
Well, I didn't really come in with an expectation of really setting the teaching part of it. I was more into nuts and bolts. The bond was really important to see how that was played out, was something that was really high on my wanting to help out with.
Due to confidence or due to lack of confidence?
Neither. I think just that I think I bring to it a different spin. Being in the building material trades and being around a lot of builders and doing construction myself, I think that I can help that way.
The snowball effect might not quite go as far.
Hopefully, well.
So to speak.
Yes.
Fred, an appointment is a different situation, obviously, than running for the office.
Correct.
Why, Mike?
So there's two processes you can use when there's a board member that resigns. And one process is have a special election, which is very costly. The other process is the board can advertise and appoint. So Mike actually wasn't my choice, not because I got to, and that's because I didn't get to make a choice, I guess, is the point that I'm trying to make. That's the board's decision. So the other four board members actually sat down, interviewed. There was two candidates that interviewed, and the board selected Mike as a candidate to fulfill the term, which actually ends this November.
Oh, so you get a chance to spend some money with us then?
Yes, maybe.
Appreciate that. Okay, good. I would think that that's really kind of a bizarre situation to be in, though. Knowing you're going in, and it might just be 6 months. It might just be less than a year, rather than having 3, 4, 6 years, depending on whatever the terms are, to be able to kind of hit stride, so to speak, and get things going.
That was definitely a thought that crossed my mind a couple of times. Hank Beck, who was the seat that I took or replaced, he's a good friend of mine, and he's been for a few years saying, you need to be involved in the school part of it. And I do a lot of coaching and involved in other groups. And I said, no, I'm too busy. And then he came to me, and he said, I really think you should come and help out. And I said, well, I think it's probably time. My kids are all getting older.
Well, you know, and since he used the rope and tied you up there, there wasn't, you know, some of that flexibility, perhaps, for free choice.
Right. Pretty much it. He pretty much held me down and made me sign up.
So what was the budget process like?
The budget, that was a lot of fun. A lot of discussion, a lot of opinions, and I think that we are doing what is best for what we have financially and how we can best help the kids. get the best possible product out of it.
Fred, when does the bond money start kicking in for real?
For real, we're actually getting ready as we speak right now to go out and do our first bond sale. It's going to be in the neighborhood of $25 million. We're getting ready to do what's called our rating call. And that's when S&P will tell us what our rating is, which will affect the interest rate that we get on the bond sale. And so it's coming rather quickly.
And then once you get that, then the determination of how much of the $25 million? Or you just push it all out and it depends on what the marketplace does?
Well, we have $50 million roughly of authority. We're selling about half of it right now because the idea is we don't want to sell all of it up front because we don't want the taxpayers paying money for money that's sitting in the bank for us. And so the board developed this promise list, which is online on our website. And so we're just working. We have a estimated completion date for all the items that are on the promise list. And so we're just working backwards from that estimated completion date. And that's where we're running.
So, Mike, is there going to be a new gym this time around?
I am not privy to say at this point, but I really like I really like the old gym. I'm just going to put it that. It would
you
take
like
a lot.
The old gym?
I do.
You must not have played ball on it.
Oh.
The dead spots?
Isn't that part of home field advantage? If you got to be able to play through something like that.
Yeah, well, so are the drips through the ceiling. How's that?
Same.
I prefer the center field of the Eureka High baseball where we've got the sinkhole out there. That's true home field advantage.
Well, you build it up like the Astros do. Name it. Sell the naming rights.
See, now we're getting there.
Oh, I can see it now.
Yeah.
Pabstein Gym.
Yeah. I can't see that one. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:36. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with, what was that, about 3 months, 2 months this morning? Huh, interesting. Flashback. Fred Van Fleck and Mike Duncan. Mike, as you look at some of the different challenges, the things that are out there that the school could be investing the bond money on, or I would think that either everybody wants to be your friend, or everybody wants to kind of kneecap you. Whatever the decision is, it's not what I would do, so by golly, it's wrong. Is that something you're having to deal with as a short timer?
Not so much. There's everybody has an opinion. And so as soon as the discussion starts talking about the bond, then the what everybody's passion and what they feel, you know, the turf down at the football field have a turf down there, and then you have a new gym or a remodel the gym or swimming pool or not a swimming pool. So there's a snack bar down for the vending down at the football field. So there's a lot of different ideas that come at you.
And one thing I'll say just to defend Mike a little bit, he kind of has
what? I'm not even attacking.
I know. He has a get out of jail free card. Because he was not on the board when the board made the promise list. And so one of the decisions that he's going to be part of...
No, that's licensed most... to shoot.
He will most likely be, depending on when we finally get to the point to make the decision new versus old on the Jay Willard Gymnasium, he will most likely be a part of that decision. And sounds like Mike is going to be running again in November, which is great. So if he's on the board, he will definitely be a part of that decision.
Is there a dynamic that you guys sense between preserving the old and bringing in brand new?
Yeah, I think there's a dynamic. I mean, people that have played there on the gym, if we're talking about the gym, the people that played there, they're passionate about it. Some of them really enjoyed it. They think it's part of what they grew up with, and they like it. Other people feel that have soft spots on the floor. and have issues with the seating or how it's laid out, or if you've been to some of the other, like in Reading, that have really brand new gyms that are beautiful and amazing, and they got the split levels and different things that are going on that really are pretty awe-inspiring. So I understand both sides.
When you guys look at the physicalness, either at the elementary school level or on up to the high school level, do you try to be an elementary school, a junior high, a high school, where you say, you know, we want this to be like a collegiate model, something that's going to not only have the wow, but have capacity and really be the best model that we can bring in, not the best elementary school, but the best model for education?
I would say that we're trying to tie it all together with what we're doing with the different schools, how to integrate them together and bring all of them to another level. I would say not just one being greater than the other, but them all, so all the kids get effect, because it's not just about the high schooler. I think it's about all of the kids.
So Fred, let me lob this one at you, just because you're needing something to duck this summer. What about the concept, and I don't know if school districts do this, of making the campuses interchangeable? So as the population dynamics change in an area, you're already laid out. For example, let's say there's a need for only one junior high. Not that that's ever happened, but let's say only one junior high. And converting one of the other campuses, the one of the existing junior highs, to an elementary school, or vice versa. You know, all of a sudden we have an explosion of kids, and you now don't need seven elementary, or whatever the number is.
Four.
Okay, four and two, you need three and three. Can you work that into this model?
Well, when you start interchanging between the different grade levels of elementary, middle, in high school, it becomes very difficult because those campuses are very curriculum driven. When you get to the middle school, you start going to departmentalized, where there's science specific classrooms and English and engineering, like I was talking about at Zane. At the elementary level, transitional kindergarten through fifth grade, they're self-contained classrooms, so the students spend their whole day in the same classroom. So the classrooms are really set up very differently, and when we start looking at bond money, we really do levelize it that way. The thing that's interesting in the piece that we are taking into consideration as we do the modernization is that we're half the size we once were. We're 3,700 students roughly when we were once 8,000 students. And it shows by the number of schools that we currently have, because we've downsized in the number of schools. But the population of Eureka and inside of our school district really hasn't changed. It's just gotten older. And so some of those students have moved on. And so the question is, what's going to happen as we move forward in the future? And so we did a flex modernization on the Lincoln campus, which right now is where Zoe Barnum is housed, but it was also designed to be an elementary school again. So if we did have that population change because industry took a hold again in the community and the population came back, we had the flexibility to make that happen without going out and building a new elementary school. And that would be the area we would need the most room, is the elementary level.
When I went through Zane, it was a 3-year, but it was 7-9.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit different than what it is today.
6-8
that,
now.
That
yes.
Flexibility, that's probably going to be more the application of the concept rather than, you know.
Right. So we have room at the high school because we've had in excess of 2,000 students at the high school. We have 1,000 now. We have room at the middle schools because we've had those same numbers housed at those middle schools, although the Jacobs campus was online at one time, but we still have room there.
Online?
Running, open.
Used?
Oh, it's very well used now.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The and then elementary is where we had squeezed the most because, and you know, if numbers came back around, we could drop the middle schools back down to 7-8 only, bring sixth grades back to elementary school, spread them out a little bit more. So those are all way in the future planning things that we've been taking account in the bond, and Lincoln is our, that campus is our flexibility campus.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:43. See what stuff you learn here, Mike? We'll be back with more for in just a moment.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Mike Duncan and Fred Van Fleck from Eureka City Schools. Guys, what's going to be the next thing that we hear, either in association with the upcoming year or with some of the fund dollars once the bond is let? Fred, are you going to have a big deal, a whoop-de-whoop party, you know, burn some hot dogs kind of thing, and here we go, and go that way, or is it just going to kind of start happening? When are these dollars going to be implemented? When is the community of Eureka that's paying for it starting to see it being used?
Well, you can see it right now being used on the Lincoln campus. As you drive by, you can see the sign that thanks the community for supporting Measure S, and the Lincoln campus was in a very sad state of disrepair. And so we did a full modernization project there, roughly in the neighborhood between $2 and $3 million.
And that was with the bond money that was?
Well, the first half was not with bond money. The first $1.5 million was from sales of other campuses. The second $1.5 million is bond dollars, yes. And
so at 30 or 35 miles an hour, what should we be looking for?
Nice paint job.
Yeah, I noticed the playground's kind of shot. So,
so some of the things, and we actually have someone who is doing public relations for us now, Renee Wilf, who was working for the Humboldt County Office of Education, is coming on doing that. And I'm sure that we will have some sort of open house there to show the community what we did there when the project is completed as well.
And that would be the Van Fleck wing?
No.
It's kind of a broken wing. It's kind of hanging there by the flagpole.
Five thumbs.
Someone once said, and I think this is great advice, never name a building after somebody who is still living, because you never know what they will do for the rest of their life.
Well, you know, some folks think that even if you're breathing, you're not necessarily alive.
This is true. Yes.
Just a little something for the board to consider, huh?
Yes.
Well, I don't know whether to congratulate you or give you another lobotomy, Mike, for jumping on board this team.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. I aren't stupid. Thanks for coming by, guys.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it.
We've been talking shop this morning with Fred Van Fleck and Mike Duncan. Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you then.